Did you come down in enemy territory?
No. We got home all right.
Good.
But I certainly don't like those darn old racking pains in the Minnesota ring.
My husband got cut in the leg, this big muscle in the leg by a male hog.
Uh-huh.
And that leg always cramped and bothered him. After he'd been working real hard, where that leg would cramp and draw, the muscles would draw. I don't think they got the nerves matched when they sewed it to get back together.
Oh.
I kind of don't think that.
Uh-huh.
He said he always didn't feel like it was because the place itself was numb.
Uh-huh.
Didn't have any feeling in it.
Yeah, well, that happens, I guess, when they get in there and they cut through those. They just can't find that together. Part of my shoulder is that way.
Yeah.
It just feels sort of funny about it.
And I bet so.
But it works fine.
Yeah.
Oh, if you heard a fellow go, what would you say about it?
That hack and call. I guess maybe they used to think he was had TB.
Mm-hmm. And if a person, if he had this cough and his eyes were red and his nose was runny, his head was all plugged up, he'd say,
grip, had the grip.
Uh-huh. What would this be? Would this be like the flu?
Yes, I think that's the same thing. And when your back hurt, they call it lumbago, you know?
Uh-huh.
And those days, they called it lumbago.
And when your voice gets sort of heavy, and you can just barely make yourself heard?
Hoarse.
Uh-huh.
Of course, we call it laryngitis now. I didn't ever hear it called that when I was a child.
It's funny how some of these medical terms are filtered down, isn't it? What do you call it if you eat something that just goes around and around?
Indigestion?
Well, if it's worse than that, you're afraid you're not going to be able to keep it down.
Nauseated, I suppose. You'd have to vomit it out.
When you were a girl, what did you call it?
I didn't say sick to my stomach.
Right.
I'd say sick at my stomach.
Uh-huh. And if you couldn't hold it down, you'd say you'd have...
Vomit.
Excuse me?
Vomit or throw up.
Uh-huh.
In those days, I think they called it throwing up more than vomiting.
Uh-huh.
These later years, we call it vomit.
It's funny how these things change in different parts of the country.
Yeah. I know when I was a child, we had whooping cough. We threw up nearly every meal. The only thing we'd keep down was buttermilk.
Huh.
Uh-huh.
My goodness.
Some of the children got pretty thin from that. Throwing up, we call it.
Yeah, pretty thin on the buttermilk diet.
Yeah, uh-huh. Buttermilk, they could keep that down, they wouldn't vomit them.
It's funny with children, though, they can do that and then sit right down and eat again.
Yes, uh-huh.
Not bad.
Yeah.
If a boy goes to see a girl and takes flowers and candy, you'd say he's doing what?
Well, courting her, I think, I think a long time ago they called it sparking.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't that strange expression.
Yeah.
Sparking.
Sharing thrills, huh?
No, I suppose that is it. But that's why I used to hear it.
Mm-hmm. In a situation like this, the boy would be called the girl's what?
Beau.
Uh-huh.
Sweetheart, beau.
And how about the girl? What would she be?
Well, she'd be a sweetheart, I suppose. I don't think.
If he asks her to marry him and she says she will, then what would you call him?
What'd you call what he did? He proposed to her?
If she said she'll marry him, then he's her.
Let me see.